Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, could you hear me?
I can hear you. I don't know what happened, though.
Okay, I know the music stopped. So, okay, we're just going to continue on. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Blog Talk this Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are going to get into the program, and I myself and Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Sheila Kaiser are the ones that's making it possible for this program to go forth. We will be sharing tonight. I'm asking each one of my co-hostess as well as Apostle Elect Sheila, I'm sorry, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser to just share with us, according to the ministry on tonight, what we're going to do is give honor where honor is due. We're going to honor our very own Apostle Sandra Thomas, who has gone on to be with the Lord. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila if she would pray for us on tonight, and then I will go into the program and where we're hosting the program from. So, Minister Sheila, are you able to pray for us on tonight?
Yes. Say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, our Father, the Son, Lord Jesus. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for another day, because I know without you I would not be here, would none of us be here today to thank you and to praise your name and to serve you with the honor of being the head of my life. And Lord, I thank you for all my sisters, all my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandson, nieces, nephew, my spiritual family, along with my blood family. Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for all that you have given us today, another day of life that you have chosen to let us live, to another day to praise and to glorify your name. Lord, I thank you for waking us up this morning, because I know if it wasn't for you, we would not have seen this day. Lord, I thank you. And I thank you, and I ask you to bless each and every man, woman, and child on this earth. All the young men, all the young ladies, the babies, the elderly, men and women, each and every human being on this earth that you have put here. Bless them and to help them to learn the knowledge and the understanding and the blessings of life that is from you and only for you. And to ask you to let us understand, no matter what we're going through, to pray and to put it into your hands and to let you handle it, to tell us how to do it, how to go about it, how you can help us through no matter what we're going through. Help, finance, family problems, job problems, whatever it is, God, you will send us, see us through this. Thank you for blessing the government and help them to understand the needs of the people. Needs of the people of this world, not just what you need, what is needed for the world, for the people to survive, to help the circulation and to glorify the name of you. Lord, I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, a sister with love and honor. I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, and for Pastor Troy Thomas. Thank you for Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Elder Kathy Kendall, Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I thank you for each and every person I have put on to this list today and to ones I know and I don't know. Lord, I ask you to bless us all, that we all need your help. Lord, we all need your help and to learn more and to be able to teach and to preach and to understand more that you are the light. You are our life. Our only needs of survival, that we need to go to you and to turn and to bless and to praise and to help us to understand that the demon devils are trying to convince us that what they're doing is for the best of them, but knowing it's going to come out with harm and hurt and danger. Lord, we ask you and we ask you and we're going to ask you. Lord, please help us and to keep us and to understand that you are the way and the only way. And I want to say thank you and thank you and thank you. And thank you for letting us have another day, a life of joy, to praise and to bless with your light and to cover us in the blood of Jesus. I thank you and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Well, thank you so much for that prayer. We really appreciate you praying for us. And like I said, tonight, we're going to be honoring our very own Apostle-elect, like I said earlier, who has gone on to be with the Lord. Myself and Apostle-elect Cecilia is out at Ruth Chris, along with my husband, Stanley. We're celebrating the life of Apostle Sandra Thomas, because this is one of the, her favorite places that she loved to come to. And because it was close to Valentine's Day, and Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser was here in the Chicago area, we decided to get together and celebrate her, as well as I celebrate Stan, my husband, with a post-Valentine's Day dinner. And what we're going to do on today is just give up different memories. Just, you know, when I say give it up, we're going to just share it with you all that will be willing to and able to listen to this program in the archives, or if you tune in on the line tonight with Blog Talk. I'm going to ask Apostle Rebecca if she wants to start off with saying one of her greatest memories of Apostle Sandra Thomas. Apostle Rebecca, hold on, she will be joining on the line.
Hello, I do not have a one-time memory. I think I will talk about some of the things that we did to show her honor and to be appreciative of her. We would go up to Wisconsin Dells to the penthouse, and when we would go up there, we would put rose petals like all over the beds, all over the tubs and the bubble baths and things of that sort for everyone that came up. And so for everyone that came up, we not only fed them, we made sure that we showered them with, you know, food and gifts and things of that sort. And so she looked forward to that. We would do that not only for her, but we did it for the children so that they would see what it was like to actually to live in a penthouse and to enjoy all of the lavish things in life. And then we also would take her to Ruth Chris, and we would let her get whatever she wanted to do, Apostle Sandra. And one year she ordered, and I told her she can have whatever she wanted. She said, okay, I want to get lobster. I said, okay, well, you need whatever you want. She says, I wonder how big it is. I said, well, you can get the biggest one that's in the house. So she ordered the largest lobster that was in the house, thinking, okay, we're at Ruth Chris, so it won't be that big. Well, when it came out, it was just like laying over on the side of her plate and stuff. And so it took her a few days to finish it. And so I can just go on and on. When she would come to the DMV area, she would speak at the various events. When we went down to Virginia Beach, and she spoke there. And when we would travel together in Arizona to different places, different conferences where we would all be in one room praying together and getting everything together for her and the various events. So it's there's so many memories, the times that we've cried together, the times that she's counseled me, the times that we had our family reunion and we spent time with her. And then when I hosted the family reunion in North Carolina and she came down as a keynote speaker. And so it's like it's so many memories, because not only were we sisters and not only were we cousins and not only were we family, but she was also someone that was there for my parents as their leader in the church. And we all grew up in the same house. But once her parents died, which one was my mother's sister and her best friend, then my parents actually raised or was there for them as parents. And then they had the two houses, and then my mom made sure that she gave all of them their house and stuff. So that it wouldn't be that my mom had both houses, but she made sure that all of her sisters' children had a house that they would actually have to be responsible for as well. And then when I think about just going to visit her in the hospital and things of that sort, like I said, just a lot of great memories. And the times when we were singing together, and the times when we were praying together, not just in our house, but over the phone, and when we would talk on the phone for hours and hours. When we went to West Virginia to conferences there with Prophet Tom, Brian Thompson, we just had a lot of memories. Like I said, I could go on and on and on, because we spent a lot of time together as ministry partners, and her as my leader, her as my sister, her as my BFF. I mean, it's just so many memories, but the main thing I remember most of all is how we would talk about being parents of men as women. And so the responsibilities that we had as parents to teach the man that, well, I'll just keep it real, that his seed was royal. His seed was not something just to share with anyone, because not everybody should have the capacity or the ability to have a prince or a queen or a princess coming from their lineage. And so I thank God for her. I thank God for what she taught us. I thank God for how she allowed my mom to be the mother of their church and stuff. And it's, she led my father to Christ and stuff. And so it's a lot. And so now I will turn it over to Minister Sylvia so that she can tell you some of her memories.
Hello, how are you? I'm so glad to be back. I'm just going to talk to you as family, talk to family. Like I said, we are here sharing. So if you hear any noise in the background, it's nothing I can do about that. We decided to just celebrate on today, just memories that will last us throughout our life. Some of my greatest memories of Apostle Sandra Thomas is that I remember back in 90, I think it was 93 or what year we get married? 94, she was saying, Renee, God say it's better to marry than to burn. And because I did not want to burn, I decided, okay, I'm going to marry because I didn't want to burn. So what we did was we went downtown, me and Stan, and it was his birthday, I'm sorry. And he said, I said, what do you want to do for your birthday? He said, well, you can't buy me anything else, and you can't give me anything else. He said, only thing I want from this point is your hand in marriage. And I said, really? He said, yeah. So we had caught the L downtown, which I knew I had to be in love with this man at the L downtown in the wintertime anyway. Just being honest. That was just not on part of my MO. But anyway, we went on downtown and got the marriage license. And at that time, I lived next door to Apostle Thomas when she was known as the elect lady. And we went into the house, and at night my dad had dressed up in his three-piece suit, and he came over to Apostle's house. And in Apostle's living room, me and Stan stood there in front of Pastor Thomas, her husband, and her son Jamal Thomas was Stan's best man. He was our witness. And she had asked him, they passed the food in front of me, you all. Excuse me for getting distracted. She had asked Stan, she said, God told me to ask you one question. She said, who is Jesus? And he looked at her and said, he's the Son of God, the only living God. But you all have to understand, at the time she asked him, she said God had told her to ask him that because my husband was raised up under a different religion. And his religion wasn't the same as mine, but she said that God hadn't answered her yet if she was supposed to marry us or not. He just told her to go on with it and depends on the answer he would answer her. So once he answered her that, she said, okay, God has released her and her spirit to marry us. Not only was we one of the first couples that she married, I believe we were the only couple that she married in her living room at 12:01 midnight on December 6th. And that was one of my memories of Apostle Sandra Thomas. My other memory of Apostle Sandra Thomas was the fact that not only was she an apostle, not only was she saved and sanctified and believed God for anything and everything, not only was she the type of woman could get a prayer through, but would lay hands on you and pray over you and cast the devil out of you. She was a mother. And I remember one time staying over there in the 1600 block north on Keating, right off North Avenue in Cicero. It was some guys in the neighborhood, you know, that was always on something that decided they jumped one of her sons. I can't remember if they jumped on Monty or if they jumped on Antoine. I can't believe which one. But what it is, my husband say Monty. But what it was, when I tell you Apostle came out that house, she didn't come out that house as Apostle elect. She didn't come out that house as Apostle. She didn't come out that house as a elect lady. she came out that house as a mama. And when I tell you Apostle was a gangster, she came out that house as a mother and said, they don't know who they mess with. Not only could she get a prayer through, lay her hands on you, pray for you, she would lay her hands on you and pray on you, messing with her kids, that she was truly a mother, but she loved God. But even God would tell you not to be caught in the house with a brawling woman. But that woman of God taught me how not to just be a mother to my son. Didn't just teach me how to be a prayer, a fighter. She also taught me how to be a wife, that when it's not what it looks like, when it's not what you want it to be, sometimes you have to know how to pray. Sometimes you got to know when to give in. And sometimes you got to know when to say, God, I'm shedding up and letting you stand up to take up this situation because it's not for me and it's not mine to deal with. The woman of God taught us that we live to live again. She taught us that it was not about us, but it was about what God said. Our ways was not his ways, nor our thoughts his thoughts. She taught me so much. As Apostle Elect has said earlier, it's so many memories. It's so many things that I could tell you concerning the woman of God. But it's just, you know how in the world they say you had to be there. Some of the things you had to be there. Apostle had even taught me how to be a wise woman of God. She taught me that I needed to be able to know when to say, okay, I need to practice my hush ministry. She said she even taught me how to just step over, and when I say step over, I mean step over what I think, step over what I have planned for. She taught me how to say, God, you're God, and I'm leaving this up to you. Taught me how to get beyond and be beyond myself and before God. She taught me how to say, not my way, God, but your way. God, teach me how to decrease that you may increase. And she taught me how to just live the life and say, okay, I know what you put in me. Now I have to live and show what you put in me. I know what you entrusted me with, because I remember on this third Wednesday of every month on Blog Talk, this was Apostle's Monday night. And I remember I would always call or text her and say, woman of God, are you ready for Blog Talk tonight? And she would answer back and tell me she would let me know, yes, if she was going to be the speaker or someone else, and she was running late or she was going to be on the line or whatever. But I just want to say this. When the woman of God called me and told me, now I said I called her. I didn't call her this time. She called me and told me. She said, I'm not going to be able to do Blog Talk for a little while. So I'm going to trust you to take blog. You can get someone else to do it, or you can do it. And once she put that trust in me and handed it over to me, I'm not going to tell you no lie. Oh, I got excited and I was ready. I was terrified. I was scared. I was like, well, you sure you ain't got nobody else? You ain't got this, you ain't got that. I was very sure that she was making a mistake, but then she said to me, no, I trust you. And I just believed then. I said, well, I know my apostle, she's not going to do nothing she haven't talked to God about. So when she asked me would I take care of that for, and I told her yes, now I'm in a position that apostle is not here to guide me anymore. She's not here to tell me what I should do or what I shouldn't do. She's here within my heart and my spirit. So nowadays, I'm going to have to look at it where it's time for me to live the testimony that the woman of God has put down in me. where I have to say, Lord, if you tell me, I'll say it. Lord, if you send me, I'll go. Lord, if you give it to me, I'll do what you told me to do. Now I have to live the testimony that the woman of God imparted into my life. So I can't sit here and say I'm not hurt. Yes, I'm hurt. I can't sit here and say I'm not scared. I can say I'm getting past that because God didn't give me a spirit of fear. I can't say that I don't believe I can't do it. I know I can do it if I keep God first. That I do know. But all I do know I have to say is, God, you trusted her to trust me with this Monday night blog talk on the third Monday, that I'm going to have to be faithful. I'm going to have to get on my face more before God. That's what she taught us. I'm going to have to trust God even the more. Even up in here when she would tell us to say, God, help me with my unbelief. When she would teach us to say, God, I know you didn't give me this for me to embarrass you or the body of Christ. I'm asking God to give me more of an understanding of the spirit of what Apostle Sandra Thomas left in my hands, because third Mondays of each month represents Apostle Sandra Thomas. And I'm going to leave that right there, and I'm going to give Minister Sheila Kaiser a turn to say something about our first cousin, our sister, Apostle Sandra Irene Thomas. I'm going to give her a chance to speak on her, and then I'll come back to the line. Minister Sheila, are you ready to have your memory spoken on?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I say Apostle Sandra Thomas, I've been the one, have been the daughter of God our Father for many, many, many years. I remember going on the second floor on Walnut Street and having service. And it's like when she started talking or singing, you felt the presence. You felt her anointing. You felt the realness, the love, the joy, the truthfulness coming from her. The real, she was real. Wasn't no fake about it. Some days you'd be wondering, you know, on other pastors or whatever you'd be hearing. Sometimes you just can't feel it. But when this woman, Apostle Sandra Thomas, preached the word, sung her song, said what she had to say, you felt the Spirit of God. You felt the anointment. And she would get up and preach, and the words would make have feelings. It would show you the love and the blessings and the joyness of the Lord. Well, there's one thing I would say. She would say, don't talk to me and think I'm not going to tell you the truth. If you want to hear what you want to hear, go look at yourself in the mirror, because I'm going to tell you my version on what God told me to say. If you want to hear or see what you want, look at yourself in the mirror, because I'm not going to lie to you to make you feel better. I'm going to tell you the truth. So if you don't want the truth, don't ask me. But see, I'm going to tell you the way it should be, the way God said it's going to be, and the way it should be for real. The lady was not, she would not play with you when it came to the word. She will not fake you when it came to the word, when it came to what God has sent her down here to do, to teach, to anoint, and to bless, and to serve him the way he taught and told her to do it, and to tell us the way it should be, not the way we want it to be. You say you want the truth, I'm going to give it to you. Because that's all I can do. I'd rather tell you the truth that's going to bless you and teach you than to falsify any conversation to can make you feel better. I'm going to tell you the truth, and hopefully you can understand it. It's what God say, and that's the best way to always understand. She was a woman of truth. She's no playing. She's going to tell you what's for real. And the average time, what she tell you, how she tell you, if you listen and believe, it will be so true, so helpful, and so much understanding. They're saying she was real and never had a fake or falsifying word to say. It was all from God through her heart, and she will give it to you the right way. Back to you, Minister Sylvia. Kaiser Wright.
Okay, thank you, Sheila, for those words. Thank you so much. I am just excited about being able to speak on what the woman of God had meant to me in my life. I'm so thankful that she was a very great encourager for my son, Stanley Wright, and I just think that she was also a great encourager also for my husband, Stanley Wright Sr. I'm sorry, sitting next to me, tapping his nails on the table prior, because I believe he wants to say something about Apostle Sandra Thomas. And I don't think I was moving fast enough to give him the time, but I'm going to let him know you have some time to speak about the Apostle Sandra Thomas. So hold on and let him bring to you some of his memories.
Hello, this is Stanley Wright. I just have a few words to say about my sister. She was amazing. She was wonderful. She was always there when you needed her. She was there. Thank you so much. She was always there when you didn't need her. But what can we say about a woman like Sandra? I mean, she was just amazing, you know? But we're going to miss her. But she always going to be here with us at the same time. She isn't going anywhere. She always going to be watching out for us. And, you know, when she needs to talk to us, she's going to reach out and talk to us. So I really miss her a lot. And I am truly blessed because she prayed for me. And I know she prayed for me. And that's why I'm here today, you know. So everybody, you know, go through something in their lifetime. But it's not the beginning of your lifetime. It's at the end of the lifetime, how you wind up. So I'll just say that I miss her a lot. But at the same time, I am still proud of her. And I miss her. That's all I had to say about it right now. Here you go, Ben.
We would like to thank Stanley Wright for his words, encouragement, and I'll go back for my son, who's not here. He's away in school. When I had to tell him that Apostle had went on to be with the Lord, it took him by surprise. And he said, "Ma, I don't know how to receive this because I would look forward to my grandma being here for my graduation," which he graduates the month of May. He was so excited to know that she knew he was graduating from college, that he was just waiting for to be able to give her a ticket. But even though she's not going to make it, she still knows that he's graduating, and he began to tell me how he was dedicating this degree to his grandma. Now, even though we told you that Apostle Sandra Thomas was our cousin as well as our sister, because we were children of two sisters that Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser had told you about that was raised up. We grew up in one household as a family. When he was little and he used to be around Apostle Sandra Thomas children, grandchildren, he would call, they would call her grandma. He loved the fact that they was calling her grandma and Apostle, I'm sorry, Pastor Frederick Thomas, Papa, granddaddy. He went over to them as a little boy and said to them, he said, would you please be my grandma and my grandfather, granddaddy? And when they told him they would be his grandfather and grandmother, that little boy was so happy. He began to run through the house saying, that's my papa and my grandma too. He began to run around and let them know that he was just like them. He was Apostle Sandra Thomas and Pastor Frederick Thomas' grandchild, just like them, even though he was her cousin. And he knew it, but he loved her so much and loved Pastor so much. He wanted them to be his grandpa and his grandma because, unfortunately, he hadn't experienced the love of a grandmother and a grandfather because my mother and father was going on to be with the Lord, and so was my husband Stan's mother and father going on. And for him to know that he had a grandmother and a grandfather that prayed for him, they had been around him all his life, and that they didn't make a difference of him or the other kids because the children in church basically was either the grandchildren of the pastor and the prophetess at the time, that he wanted to be no different from anybody else. He wanted to know that his bloodline to the pastor and apostle was pure, thick, and he just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that was his grandma and his granddaddy. And now that, like I said, the apostle has gone on, my son is very, you know, how could I say it? He's very excited to know that she's with the Lord. He's hurt, but he said he knows what she would prefer that he do, and he know that that is to become a responsible young man. And I thank God for the woman of God. I thank God that she put something in me that said, I have to put my life according to the testimony that she gave me, and I have to live my life as being a testimony of what she put in me. So with that being said, I'm going to say this. I can't not tell you when I'm going to cry or when I'm going to hurt in public, which I don't think I would, but the fact that she taught us we live to live is enough for me, and right now, that's all I have because I don't believe that us as Christians mourn like the others mourn. Her son, Prophet Thomas, said it on Facebook today. Be weary of emotional, the way you act when you upset and you're trying to let people know you're upset. You ain't got to tell everybody you're upset or prove to them. I don't cry when you cry. I'm not going to show hurt when you show hurt because sometimes God puts you in a place you need to be strong to let someone else know that God makes no mistakes. That's what they teach us. That's what they taught us, and that's what we know. God makes no mistakes. And we know that when God makes no mistakes, we can't say, well, a mistake has been made. No. As the man of God said on today on Facebook Live, when God takes away a general like Apostle Sandra Thomas, not only does an anointing come with that and a promotion come with that, you better know how you need to walk in that anointing and that a promotion. And with all that being said, I'm going to let the program end with my recognition and my invitation of Apostle Sandra Thomas, and I'm going to let it go like that. Apostle, do you have anything else? Hold on.
just remember Apostle Sandra Thomas's last message that she preached down in North Carolina, that when your heart is overwhelmed, don't forget to go to the rock. So when your heart is overwhelmed, go to the rock. And many of us, our hearts are overwhelmed because of the loss of our sister, our apostle, our teacher. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you all for joining in on tonight, for listening in on our program. Don't forget, we're here every Monday night with Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3, Blog Talk Ministries. We are here every Friday night with our very own leader, Elder Kathy Kendall, with God Still Heals. She's also live on Facebook under Kathy Kendall. And we're also here on Sunday morning with Apostle-elect Sheila Kaiser. I'm sorry, Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. You all excuse me on tonight. There's so much going on around me. I'm trying to stay focused as well as I'm being distracted. But Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser does 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time broadcast on Blog Talks, but 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And whatever you do, don't forget our scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do not forget that. That is our foundational scripture. And whatever you do, do not forget that God is our healer, our restorer, and he is our redeemer. And we will just trust God in this situation at this time, knowing that God makes no mistakes. Remember, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Good night, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.